And reestablishing whatever postures we've chosen, I'll conduct it as if you're sitting. So making sure feet are planted, bottom, hands, and feel into it. Cultivate a sense of upright through the torso. Yet with a nice strong back and a soft open front, maybe a shoulder roll up, back, and downwards a couple of times for that. Balancing the head nicely on the neck, chin maybe parallel to the ground, slightly downwards. Eyes may be parallel to the earth or slightly downwards, open or closed. Whatever helps you to go inwards, feel settled and wakeful. And intending to be curious and kind, let's have three nice full breaths to begin. And then letting the breathing settle. Let it be just as it is. And give yourself a little soothing touch to refresh those intentions for curiosity and kindness. Friendly, affectionate awareness. Leaving hands in the soothing touch position throughout if you like, or placing them back in your lap and engaging soothing touch at any point. And simply noticing breathing wherever it's easy, simple, pleasant. Yoking the awareness in the present moment through breathing. Not worrying about the wandering mind. It's like a puppy. You tell it to stay, it stays for a moment and it wanders away. So we don't beat the puppy, we don't yell at it. We just gently escort our puppy minds back to the present moment through body. An awareness of breathing, moment to moment to moment. We might keep our awareness of breathing friendly by also engaging in a little bit of smiling, a little upward turn at the corner of the eyes, corners of the lips, cultivating receptivity if it feels helpful. If a smile's too much for you or is counterproductive, then just let there be a little space between the molars at the back of the mouth. Just drop the jaw a little and see what happens with that in terms of opening, receptive. possibly noticing the in-breath in particular for a little while. Feeling the sensations of breathing in especially. You might deepen the in-breath a little to help you. What do you feel? Possibly noticing an expansion, an uplift, a feeling of energy with the in-breath. A sense of possibly being nourished. With breathing in, we might really sense that, yes, greeting this moment, greeting this life with friendly interest, perhaps with the smile. Greeting too, even the wanderings of the puppy mind. And coming back to breathing. And you might care to let go of attention on the in-breath and enjoy sensations of breathing out in particular. What can you notice with breathing out? You might feel the body releasing, dropping, relaxing as you breathe out. A sense of letting go. And indeed, the out-breath is inherently calming. So you may feel soothed by the out-breath. You might care to extend it a tiny bit towards the end for a little fuller out-breath, but don't force it unduly. And continuing to practice mindfulness of breathing with a friendly interest, soothing touch perhaps, little smile, release of the jaw, feeling breathing in and breathing out to anchor in the present moment, nourishing and soothing. Which part of the breath is most helpful for you right now? Do you need energy? Really feel into the in-breath. Do you need to relax? Really feel through the out-breath. Maybe it's neither, and so simply breathing in and out with friendly interest, being present to this life through breathing. The puppy mind shows, we notice it. We might name the experience in a kind tone and then gently let it be. And return to breathing. Nourishing and soothing. Possibly feeling the breath like an internal caress. Cultivating friendliness and interest with breathing and all the different wanderings of the puppy mind. Nothing wrong with our minds, nothing wrong with the puppy. They just wander, both of them. Deep acceptance and kindly regard for that. And in these last few moments of the practice, being aware of what it's been like to cultivate friendliness and interest in breathing, kindness towards our puppy minds, and underline for yourself any benefits of that. Feel them through the body. And listening to the bells to finish.